Hey everybody, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We are here today talking about money management and manifesting money. So I'm getting set up on YouTube right now. I'm only live this tonight on Facebook and Instagram because I can't find my tablet. So sorry Facebook friends. So I will repost it on Facebook for you guys. You can also watch me on YouTube. So tonight we're going to be talking about, one second, love, guys. Tonight we are going to be talking about money management, okay? And this is very important. We got this new stimulus coming. And tonight we're going to have a special guest, Lori Williams. She is a artist, singer, entrepreneur, great person all around. We're going to be talking to her tonight as well. So one second. We're going to be testing out some new devices today. I got me this little speaker from Amazon. We're going to see how well it works. Okay. So the topic for tonight is how to manage your money and how to manifest your money faster and quicker so that you can get a better return and can do all of the great things that you want to do in life. So I'm going to break it down into 10 ways to start money management. If it just does not, let's check this off. So, but anyway, all else fails. We are here. It might be live on YouTube. I have no idea. But we are live on Instagram and we are on Blog Talk Radio. Today has been Technical Difficulties Day. So at the end of the day, the best thing for me to tell you about money management is that you have to have a budget and know exactly what you are spending a month. You know what I mean? You need to know exactly what your bills are, exactly what your expenditures are, exactly what you have to spend your money on every month. That is the first thing that you have to do to be able to manage your money well. All right? So with that being said, you really need to focus on honing in on where every dollar you spend goes. Where does your money go? Do you really know where your money goes every month? And now we're getting the stimulus check, and some of you guys won't even know you got it. You'll get the stimulus check, and it will just dissipate. You won't even know that you have the stimulus because you don't know where your money is coming from anywhere, anyway. One second. YouTube might be working now. Okay. So, with all that being said, you have to make sure that you are understanding where your money is, what your money is doing, where your money is going, how your money is being spent, how many bills do you have. And that's the best thing you need to do, especially in your business, okay? So we're going to talk to this about in your business because this is where people get off track. because we manage our money so well. I know that this is Paula. We manage our money so well. We could do it in our household because, okay, you know, your rent, your light, your water, your gas, you know, your food bill, whatever. But when it comes down to your business, you do not, nobody manages their money that way. They don't know where none of their money is going in the business, right? You're managing your business and you don't see your money. You'll know if you're profiting. If someone says, hey, do you have a profit loss statement in your business? You'll be like, what is that? So a lot of you guys will be like, what is a profit loss statement? What is a cash flow statement? And if you don't know what these things are, it's going to affect the way you make money and the decisions you make in your business. And that is why 90% of businesses fail, because you think you have enough money and you really don't, or your business is not making enough money or not making up the money that you think your business is making. So you need to take the time to actually focus on building your spreadsheets out, saying, okay, this is how much money we spend on supplies. This is how much money we spend on payroll. This is how much money we spend on digital gadgets and anything you have to use to make your business work for you. You know what I mean? So whatever you have to use, the equipment you have to use, the labor, your time, all of that needs to be in a spreadsheet so that you can really understand how to manage your money and manage what you have going on. So if you want to hire a new employee, you know that, okay, I make this much money. This is how much extra money that we have. And I can now understand that this is what I need to do to make money. You know what I mean? So to hire this employee, and this is what I can technically afford to pay this person to work for me. So you have to know what your money is, because all of y'all come in here and you get an employee or you get employees and then you don't have enough cash flow to pay them. And so then your money's coming in slow or down or whatever, and you don't have enough money in your reserve to pay people. So you need to make sure that when you are managing your money, that it is very important. Now, my second part of this really is making sure you understand and you are appreciative of money. So you have to appreciate that money that you're getting and be thankful for it and not be so stressed out about your money situation and your business. So if you're, or life, so if you're stressed out about that, it's going to take longer for you to actually receive the money and the clients and everything else that you need to receive. And I know a lot of you guys are going to look at me like, oh, you're crazy and talking about this. But you have to feel, you have to have the energy that you can, you're able to buy anything. You're able to move how you want to move. You're able to do anything within logic and within reason of having your money and managing your money. So you need to really, really hone in to that. So you need to really make sure you know how to manage your money and think positively about money. Money is awesome. Money is great. Money comes easily and freely. These are affirmations that I use all the time to when you're feeling upset or down about your finances. Like, you really have to not be afraid of money. A lot of us grow up in society and in life and they're afraid of money. You're afraid of having it. You're afraid of spending it. You're afraid of not having it. Everybody has a level of what they're afraid of and not afraid of having. So when it comes down to money, you have to just know that it's going to come to you. You will have every dollar cent that you need to make any move that you want to make in your business and in your life. And you have to have that confidence inside of you to talk about how much you're going to be making and what you want and your goals for your money. And then you have to set forth a plan to make that amount of money that you want. So if your goal is to make $10,000 a month, you have to have a product to sell. You have to have a great product to sell to at least, you know, if you're selling it for $10, that's 1,000, that's 100 people that you have to sell this product to. So now you have to position yourself to be in front of that many people to make that much money. So you can do YouTube, you could do Instagram followers, getting people to know, getting people to see your product. Because if nobody sees and knows your product, they're not going to be able to buy your product. So you have to make sure that your name is out there, your business is getting out there on a daily basis so people understand and have a mindset about what your business is about and what you are offering them so that you can grow to make that $10,000 a month. Now, if you're just starting out, that number is very non-realistic for you because no business makes money that quickly, that fast. So at the end of the day, you have to set up a plan. So if you want to make $10,000 a month, then you have to set up a plan where you figure out what your product is, how much it you're going to have to sell, how often do you have to sell it to make this amount of money. Now, if you have a product that you can sell two of them for $10,000, $5,000, then it's a done deal. And some people say that's how you should start off. But if you don't have an audience, if you don't have an audience, there's no way that you're going to be able to make that level of capital in that amount of time. But you have to always think positive about building your business and doing the things that you want to do. So when you are thinking about money, you always have to think positively about how much money you are making and how you are going to grow your business, okay? And what are you going to do? What projects, what services are you going to offer to grow your business each and every month? You know what I mean? So you have to make sure and hone in on all of that. And that's what makes money. And you have to appreciate your money. You have to love your money. And you have to, you know, really, really be grateful for what you have so that more money will come. Because if you're complaining about money all the time and not appreciative towards it and don't want it anymore, then you will not ever have any, you won't ever keep it for a long period of time. So I love money. I'm appreciative of money. It comes to me easily and freely. It just drops into my hair and I just love it all over my body. The best feeling is when you have money and you're in the bank. People always says, oh, money is the root of evil. Lies. Only broke people say shit like that. So if you think that having too much money or you can't even imagine having that level of money, you will never have it. So you need to make sure that you have the adequate amount, you have that mindset to make that money and believe that it is possible for you to make it. I am going to be a billionaire in my life. My daughter told me she's going to be a trillionaire, and then I looked it up and saw how many zeros that was and how many that you can't even spend a trillion in a life. So how are you going to become a trillionaire? And that number scared me. So because that number scared me, because I don't hear about trillionaires, I was just like, I'll stay away from that number. But I like billions. I like billions. I've met a billionaire. Give me 1 second, guys. My battery. My computer's about to die. So, yes, so you can Google millionaires and you can Google billionaires, but I have yet to Google a trillionaire. So that's where my whole point in it and my whole idea behind it came. So, yes, I will be a millionaire, billionaire, and make the money that I desire. so that those are the things that you have to think about when you are manifesting money. So I have a caller online. This is Miss Lori Williams. She is going to be our guest speaker tonight and our special guest for tonight. She's an artist and she is very profound. Artist, new, upcoming, you know, under the radar artist, but a great artist. So we're going to have her. We're going to talk to her and get her thoughts about money. So y'all stay tuned and let's hopefully we can get her connected without any problems.
Right back to you. Remember, hey. Words are powerful.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so can you tell everybody who you are and tell people about yourself, about you?
Sure. I'm a jazz vocalist. I'm based out of Atlanta, Georgia, originally from Washington, D.C., and I've been performing for over 30 years. I'm an educator, and I have a business called Positive Music for Positive Minds, which is a youth-based organization teaching young people about lyrical content, and I've produced 6 CDs, and the 6th one is scheduled to come out later this spring.
Awesome. So there's a lot of jazz, right? Did you send me any music?
I don't think I have, but I will definitely do that.
Yeah, I would like to play some of it, if you don't mind. Is there a quieter place you can find a comment to? Because your background noise is very loud.
Yeah, I'm actually heading. My son is flying out, so I'm at the airport. He's about to board the plane right now.
Okay. Awesome. So tonight's topic is about money management and about managing your money and manifesting money. So what are your thoughts on money management?
At this time, we'll go ahead and start boarding flight 7623.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I was moving away from the speaker. My thoughts about making sure that you manage your money is you have to make sure that you are in charge of your personal finances first. I think that that's really helpful to make sure that you understand that you handle your finances and that you are on top of it, because it's hard to get it back once you lose it, and you can't be frivolous with it. And I'm all about networking, but I think it's important to make sure that you handle your business effectively.
Right. Exactly. So what are some tips you can give people about money management and about managing? What are some tips that you use?
Well, you know, for me right now, it's about budgeting and also making sure that I am, like I said, I don't like to be frivolous. I'm not a careless spender of my money. Right now, I'm handling the production of my CDs, and that entails a lot of money when you're dealing with the people, like the musicians, the engineers, the marketing people. I mean, it's a whole lot that goes on with that. So you have to make sure that you handle it effectively.
Right. I do agree with you on that. And do you believe in manifestation and manifesting?
Your recording
money?
Has reached the maximum length.
Oh, absolutely.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options,
sure
press
happened.
4. To cancel this message,
I have no
press
idea.
Star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
You want to try pressing pound? Because I didn't call you.
Clearly.
That's
not on me.
Your message has been sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
That's funny. I have no idea. I mean, I'm just holding the phone.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy. Well, I guess that's manifestation right there. as far as I'm a spiritual being, so I believe in making sure that you're manifesting the things that you have, as far as believing what you have and believing that it's going to happen, but and speaking your truth and praying that it'll come to pass.
Right. So what are some affirmations, or do you use affirmations and
one of the words that I, when I, well, for me, I'm a person that believes in the power of your words. I always say words are powerful, speak wisely. And as you were, I'm moving to a quieter location. I was telling earlier when we were setting this up that I wanted to make sure that I was in a location. They knew that the time was going to be that I was at the airport. But I believe that words are powerful and that we should speak wisely. And with that being, if I'm putting together something, I have to make sure that I am committed to what I'm doing. Money management starts at the root from making sure that you are able to have something to invest in. Right now, my product is what I'm investing in. Myself, I'm investing in that. And I believe that I should get some kind of reward from that based on what I'm putting into it.
Right. I do agree with you. I do agree with you. So you have your awesome jazz CDs out there. You're pushing yourself. You're marketing. You have a nice CD cover. You're telling people about you're here live now on my podcast, the I Am Unique Right podcast. And you're doing as much as you're doing what you do to make sure that your goals come true and you make the money that you desire, correct?
Yes, exactly. And also, it's also when you're aligning yourself with somebody who is wiser than you are when it comes to the money, I think it's important because for me, I like to have people who are the financial wizards. I don't claim to know everything. And so when I align myself with people who are wise and have been successful in that particular venture, then that helps me as well to grow.
Right. So having a coach, even with money, having a business coach or a financial coach or somebody helping you manage your money.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that makes especially when you get to a certain point in financial, in making money, you have to have help. And that's the thing is I always tell people, this is my favorite line, no Fortune 500 is just one person. So if you are striving to make that type of money and to make that type of, make those types of moves in your life and in your business, you have to have people on your team and have people to help you and have an accountant. That should be your first employee you hire is your accountant.
Exactly.
And a personal assistant.
What I really love is talking to people like yourself who are young and aspiring to do even greater, because I find that we can't be complacent. People in my age bracket may become too complacent or comfortable with just what it is. But with growth, you have to find somebody who's going to give you that energy and the positive push. And sometimes it's in our younger audiences.
Right. So if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
54.
Okay. We're not that far apart.
Okay.
You got 10 years on me.
Right.
So, yeah. But that is the great part about it is but at the end of the day, you always have to have somebody to help you with it as much as you want to be, especially if that's not what you came from. So if you didn't come from money, if you did not come from money, then it's a learning curve.
Well, I think being financially responsible is really important, and that particular basis was instilled in me at an early age from my parents. And even though I may not have come from money, the responsibilities that my father and my mother did as homeowners and independent business people, I mean, all of that came from my family, and it was important to be able to see how that growth manifested in their lives as well, because they had to teach us how to manage, how to handle, how to budget, how to, you know, balance the checkbook, those types of things.
Right. Exactly.
And lot of people are not doing those things. They're not watching their money. And there are times when you really have to pay attention to it, because sometimes it may mysteriously disappear from, like, your account if you're not focusing on it. And that's happened to me before. where, you know, you go to the bank, somebody may inadvertently either place your money someplace else or put more in where you're supposed to, you know. It just happened to my nephew just last month where he said, you know, I didn't realize I had this amount of money, but it was for somebody else because someone made a clerical error. So we have to pay attention to our budget.
Wow, yeah, that is very true. I don't think I've had money disappear, and then you're like, where did I spend this money at?
Mm-hmm.
And now with back in the day, you used to use cash more, and you used to have a checkbook that you wrote checks.
Right.
You didn't have all these debit cards that you just swipe and keep it moving. So when things went to that whole life, I think people lost track of how to really manage your money. Because I remember trying to balance the checkbook, and then we were like, why does this number look so low? I don't have no money. And you don't. And now that we can check our phones, they said, you check your phones and you have your bank account on your phone to make your life easier. And I think
that
really makes your life easier to spend money, spend it faster.
It makes you spend it faster. That's why for me, you know, I don't keep my credit cards in my – I keep one. That's my debit card. But everything else stays at home.
Right. That's smart. That is very smart. So there's no impulsive buying for you.
No. There's no need for it, no.
So you don't walk in the store and was like, oh, that was cute, and $500 later.
No, exactly. No, I think that when you're spending, it's got to be purposeful.
Right. And I'm the same way, and I love investing in my business and different things that I can use to make my business stronger and building my business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do those things so that you can have that extra flux of money to capitalize on and to make better decisions and to buy the fun stuff that you like to buy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So those are the...
For me, I don't consider myself the expert at money management. I'm still learning because I think as we grow, there's, you know, when it comes to like cryptocurrency or making sure that you handle stocks or bonds. I mean, there's so many different things that we need to educate ourselves on, and who actually is training us. I think that there's a misconception that should be instilled in our schools, maybe even in high school, where students are mandated to take some type of financial planning course because it should help us to be able to learn how to better manage our funds.
Right. And they don't teach you that in school. That is not, they've never taught you how to balance a checkbook in school. They've never taught, unless you go to accounting class, and then that's where you'll learn how to do, like I was talking earlier about a profit loss statement and making sure you have a cash flow sheet and then your taxes and everything else. So like those things are important in your business, because if you do not have those items and you want to hire somebody, you're going to have a big problem putting it together, you know, figuring out how much you can pay this person, and then you get them and you hire them, and then you're like, oh, I really can't afford to pay you.
Right. Like, you know, the accounting classes were great, but I think even in tax preparation, that's important to know what the tax laws are. You know, it's important to kind of know certain things as it relates to what we are, how we're spending, what we're spending.
Yes, because, and then where is it all going? Because I'm not that great with money. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm probably one of the worst. And I look at it, I'm like, where is this money going? And I'm trying to get, over the years, I'm trying to do better. And paying attention to it, and making sure that I at least know what I'm spending my money on, and taking track of it. But it's like you look at your account, and I don't know. I'm like this. I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't care. Do I have money? Can I buy this or not? You know what I mean? And that's
right.
pretty much why I leave it. I'm like, okay, this bill is paid. How much is in the cash? How much is in the bank account? Oh, okay, now I can pay. I'll pay this bill. I'll pay this much on this bill. So those are the things that you, that's not the right way of handling.
No.
At mm-hmm. all.
No.
So.
No, I don't like to be nervous about money management. And so for me, I want to make sure that I know exactly what's going on. And I have an Excel sheet for certain accounts, and I'm paying attention to it as much as I can.
Wow. That's good. You sound like my boyfriend. He is the best with money. He gave me an Excel sheet. He's my accountant, and I let him account.
you're funny.
Because nobody ever likes the accountant, because the minute they're going to say, well, you don't make enough, or you're not doing enough, so you got to stop spending right now. And who wants to hear that?
Right, right.
Nobody, he says, nobody did that. If you like your accountant, then he's not doing his job. So I always listen to him and laugh at him about that, because I'm like, I don't even want you to look at my numbers, because I know.
Yeah. Well, we definitely have to have a certain number. We got to have a growth and a goal in mind, and I think that's important.
Right, it
and
is.
So I think he's right to check, you know.
Right, it's very, very true. So what was I about to say? Oh, I forgot. So what are some, other than your spreadsheet, what are some other practices that you have when it comes down to that?
Well, you know, I know what I've done for a particular month. If I'm trying to have an increase, I pay myself. That's the other thing. You know, you got to make sure you pay yourself a specific portion of the money that you make. That way you'll have some type of increase in your accounting.
Exactly. You're right.
And then investing in your whatever products you have. So for me, I'm investing in my music, which will in turn, preferably, cause more money to come if people are digging my products. And in giving back with my business, Positive Music, Positive Minds, that's a youth organization. It's a nonprofit. And before we had the pandemic, it was pretty hot on the market. And we had to take a moment of pause to try to get it together until they reopen the school safely. And preferably,
right.
We'll be able to advance nationwide. And then that will be something, when you give back, you get it in return.
That is very true. You have to give. And you have, and that's the thing, is you have to give willingly and being appreciative of what you gave to. So if you can't
right.
give willingly, then don't do it. You know what I mean? I tell people, if you can't, you know, here's $100 for this, blah, 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 and you can't do it without cringing or whatever, don't do it. Don't
you
even.
Know, I'm also
don't
of the mind. I agree. Yep. I'm of the mindset, if I have to loan something to someone, I'm not expecting it to be given back to me. I think
right.
that's a misconception. We've got to have the mindset where we willingly give. You're absolutely correct.
Exactly. One second, I'm sorry. You have to be, well, and that really goes with anything. Like I was saying, that you have to be appreciative of everything. So when you're paying your bills, I know this sounds crazy, but when you're paying your bills, be like, thank God I can pay my bills, or thank you for allowing me to pay my bills on time or not on time or whenever. Or thank you for allowing me to have this money to buy my new outfit. And just start thanking and appreciate being thankful for the money that you are putting out there and you are spending. Because if you're thankful for that and you feel hesitant about it or you feel uncomfortable about it, then you shouldn't do it, because all that energy is being put back into the universe and it's saying, oh, she don't care. You know, And you can do it quietly. You can do it subconsciously. You can do it however you like to do it. But just make sure, like I always tell people, I'll get people to call me. It's like, man, I don't have no money. I was like, are your bills paid? Your rent paid? They're like, yeah, my rent paid. Are my bills paid? I'm like, shoot, you're doing good.
Right, right.
I mean, okay, you can't go out to eat every day, or you might not be able to eat as expensively as you want to, or buy the new outfit. But at the end of the day, your needs have been met. These are wants
now. That's right.
Now you need to do something a little bit better to get your wants. You need to figure out how to make more money so you can now be able to have all the wants that you want as well. So you have to keep all of that in mind when you are managing money and when you're dealing with money and trying to manifest it for whatever you're trying to get, your financial goal. So everybody you have to have that mentality to actually push forward so that you can make the money that you need, and so you have extra in your bank account. Because sometimes you'll set a goal, like you have a goal, I want to make $10,000 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Then your idea of that is how much are your bills? So if your bills are $10,000 and you want to make $10,000, then you're never going to know that you made $10,000. You're not going to feel that you made $10,000 because you have $10,000 worth of bills. So you need to make sure you ask for exactly what you want and understand when, because you could be making it and just don't know it because
right.
You're not paying attention to your finances and everything else. I was having that conversation with my daughter because now in some of our accounts, it shows how much money we deposited, how much money you made. And sometimes I look at that number, again, like I said, I'm not the best with managing money. That's why I'm talking about it, so that I can get on track.
Which is good, though.
You'll be like, $20,000 was in this account, deposited in this account this month. And you're like, when did that happen? And you're like, I don't remember this.
I like that. You know, what I end up doing is I have separate accounts that I don't even touch. And that's when you can also see growth, whether it has a particular interest that goes along with it. That's important, too. So it could
right.
be a credit union account, and I don't like to drive to the credit union, especially during the pandemic. And so I'm not going to touch that money.
Right. And I have an account like that as well. That I got money in there. Sometimes I get statements, but I don't even open them.
Mm-hmm.
You just put the money in and you let it stay there.
Watch it grow.
Right, watch it grow. So then you have to go to the bank to deposit and you have to go to the bank to withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes
and
a lot of work.
Especially now because of the pandemic that we're dealing with, that's really important that we maintain that kind of discipline.
You're right.
Because when the world reopens, will we maintain that?
Right, and now the thing is that, and that's another scary part about what's about to happen, because you're in Georgia, right?
Say that
you're
again,
in Atlanta?
Sorry. I'm in Atlanta, correct.
Okay, so, like, as of right now, the rent moratorium, you know, the CDC rent moratorium ends in April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you weren't able to pay your rent during this whole time, and there's a lot of people out here who haven't paid
right.
their rent because they've been working, there's going to be a lot of homeless and displaced people come April. Well, it takes what, to get evicted.
Yeah, that's a sad case, you know.
If they don't already have it in process. So, and by May, it's going to be really crazy out here.
I can imagine that. You know, for me, like I said, ownership is also important. So rental properties are something that's exciting to get involved in. And, you know, I'm from the D.C. area, and I have a rental property, but it's important to make sure that you manage it. I think that I'm a fair landlord. But, you
right.
know, you got to make sure, because, you know, you want to make sure that people are able to live.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of places, they're not giving you that opportunity. And now coming up for this next month, or coming up into April 1st, a lot of people are going to be out and displaced. So, and they're getting the stimulus money, and they're not thinking about that. You know what I mean?
No. Mm-hmm. And then there are a lot of people who aren't able to get that as well.
Right, that too. Because I don't know what happened, but I got the first round, second round never showed up, and I've heard people already got the third. I'm like, how does that
yeah,
work?
Well, I'm blessed to have gotten the third, so I'm praying for
you.
Oh,
I really don't like you. Low-key jealous right now. Maybe it'll hit my account tomorrow. But that is something that is like, are y'all, people get this lump sum of money, and no, depending on how many kids you have or whatever, how much it is or dependents you have, but they're not using that money wisely. Like during All-Star Weekend, that one, I was trying to leave Atlanta during that whole time, but I was still here, and I stayed in my little mm-hmm. corner. And the craziness that I saw and heard about how much money these people were spending to get into places, to do things. Like, there's one place called The Dome, and people are spending $100, $200 to park.
That's crazy.
And $100 to get in the door. So you're telling me $300 later, I don't have nothing. Right?
That's crazy.
Yes, you're telling. Now, I want to be that promoter. I want to be on the other side of that. Well, that's the only way I want to have fun, because that guy, who, they said the place was packed. Think about it. This is probably...
Yeah.
3,000 or 20,000, 10,000 square foot place. So he paid $1 million that night.
That's crazy.
You made him almost, well, you had, and that doesn't include, once you get in there, I'm not leaving. I'm staying in there all day.
Well, I don't know. I think the wisdom behind it all for me as a consumer, you know, as someone who's in this beautiful state, I'm at home during this particular time because I want to make sure that I'm a safe, safe person and able to spend that money later on down the road. I'm not trying to be in a place that's going to cause me to, you know, not be wise and cautious. So, I mean, maybe they were, but at this point, I don't know. There's too many risks out there, and kudos to the person who did the marketing behind that, but. You know, I'm one that speaks for the people, and I'm really concerned about the people and want to make sure that they are taken care of.
Right. And that, too, because I'm like, people are flying in from everywhere. And,
right,
of
right.
course, Georgia has been open forever, and we're opening
yeah.
more and more every day. But COVID it seems to be going away. So we're taking more and more chances every day as things are opening more. And with all of these extra out-of-towners that like to come
mm-hmm.
to Atlanta because it's, you know, fun town, then that's a big risk.
It's a risk. It's a risk. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I stayed in. I went to my places that I always go to anyway.
Right.
And kept moving because my whole idea and aspect of this, it was just too much. And then I'm old enough now that, one, I don't stand in lines, and then, two, I'm not paying that type of money for nothing. you know what you can, how much marketing you can get for $300 on your Instagram or your Facebook, like, or software you could have bought, or equipment you could have bought, or, you know, all of that.
I think people have different purposes and investments, so maybe you never know what the reasoning is for people to go to different things. So I'm not one to judge why they went. I just know what's good for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm never one to kind of say, oh, they should have done X, Y, and Z, because it might have been good for them. They might have gotten the enjoyment that they missed being in the house for so long. Who knows? Or they might have had an investment in whoever was there that particular, who was performing or who was present. You know what I mean? I don't know. But for me, I can only speak for myself. I know that.
Hello?
Yeah, did I lose you?
Yeah, for a second.
For a minute.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's important to kind of just make sure that everything is not good for everybody, you know. And I can say it like this. I remember when my daughter visited, when I was living in the D.C. area, Anita Baker came to the MGM Grand. You best believe I paid the money so that my children could go see that concert, because it was a once, for me, a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because she was saying it was the end for a concert. That's a pretty penny. God rest his soul, Michael Jackson. If he was somewhere performing, I would be there checking out the show. You know what I mean? So people have different reasons for spending their money the way that they choose to. So that could be frivolous to somebody, but it could be a lasting memory for somebody else, because I definitely have expended money when Prince was alive, and you know, so I know that feeling. But and it was an educational experience for me. Trust me, yeah, I was definitely pleased when I saw it and felt good about it. Didn't spend a lot of money after that, but for that one moment, it was good.
Right, and no, my thing is, I'm not judging anybody about the amount of money that they spend on it. It's more on and what you spend your money on, because who am I? And if you could have $1 million in the bank or thousands of dollars in the bank, so that $300 doesn't mean much to you.
Mean nothing, exactly.
So that, again, so these are, this is my disclaimer, these are my opinions. And that is just not something that logic.
And what you said was so wise, though, as far as perspective, because what is something to someone is not going to be the same thing to another. You're right.
Right. And I've never been one to want to, I've never understood cover charges. I never understood spending a whole lot of money on certain things like that. I'm not even a music lover, so I don't really understand spending money on a concert ticket.
Credit card.
Oh, girl, you got to come to a concert now.
To see, I've been to concerts, but I've never spent over probably, I think, $60, maybe $50, $60 to go.
Did you have good seats?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Probably not. But I'll tell you this is that I did one time, and I guess that's where these experiences come in, spent $300, almost $400 to see a boxing.
Credit card. Please wait.
Wow.
Thank you.
And was it a nosebleed too? In Vegas,
wow,
at MGM Grand. So yeah, I wanted to see, I went to a live boxing round ring. It was Mayweather and what's his name? I forgot his name right now. But it was Mayweather before he was big, before he got big.
Okay.
Shane Mosley and Mayweather.
Okay.
So I went to that fight. It was a great experience. It was a great experience. Will I ever do it again? No, because the next time that I do it, I need to be sitting in the $10,000 seat.
Right. I think the interesting thing for me is when I go to different shows, it's always about the networking too. So I think I've in a sense paid my dues to attend certain things and get that the perks behind it, whether it's, you know, knowing a promoter and or knowing the artist. You know what I mean? So that's been always a blessing to be able to have those good seats.
Right. And that makes a big difference. So that and that changes your experience, because when you're sitting in nosebleeds on top of it, you don't, the people you're sitting next to, you probably are not having a full conversation with. And then are not valued people that you may or may not want to have. They may be. And then you can't see them. You can't.
I don't know. I'm going to probably dispute that one, because I think that the ones who are probably in the nosebleeds are the ones that are going to be your biggest supporters, as opposed to the ones who are in those front row seats. So I think I like having those conversations with the people who are in the back, because they definitely are invested and want to be there.
Right. Right.
So that, I'm a little different.
I feel you. But
and you know, I'm also, as a music teacher, I think having taken students to concerts and having to make sure that they were able, which can be an expensive kind of feat. I remember when Chris Brown was first hot on the scene, I was working at a school in the District of Columbia and ended up taking some students to meet him and then taking them to the concert. That was just fabulous, you know. Did we have the best of seats? No, but they were in the place and they got a chance to go backstage and meet him. So, you know, they got the best of both worlds. And that's when it's about investing and making sure that you manage your funds wisely. So I managed the experience wisely as well as the funds. So even though they didn't get a chance to be up close and personal, they got a chance to meet him up close and personal.
Right. And the thing is like you're a musician and you love music. So your love for things that I look for are totally different. So my investment probably would be computer or some new software or something like that. That you're probably like, why would you spend that kind of money on that? You know?
No. Well, but I wouldn't say that either, because I mean, right now I'm investing in, you know, Logic and my just purchased two computers, so I'm a little different on that one. So it's important because I need to know the music software. I need to understand it. So, yeah, I get it, though. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So, like, you're probably a laugh at me, but I'm trying to get into Audibles. So I want to start creating Audible books, because I'm not a reader, like a hard book reader, like a paper in-hand reader. I wrote
a
book.
That's smart.
And I listen to Audible books, and I think a lot of people do it. So I made a sound studio in my living room out of PVC pipes and what is this? Moving blankets and the little puffy things the little soundproof things that you do it, and we're creating Audibles.
That's awesome.
Going to the studio, I was like, okay, we can go to the studio, but you know how expensive that is. Then we have COVID. So I have software on the computer that can record what I need to record. Now I just record it and have it, edited and mixed or whatever and go from there. But those are the things, like, it wasn't expensive, but it was, what, like I'll round it up to $200 that I spent on my little studio. Now everybody's like, why'd you do that? What's the point of you making that? I'm like, because this is something that I want to get into. And I know that having a little sound booth that block out some of the noise, it will make make the sound better quality and everything else. Because right now I'm in a fairly large apartment. And it echoes. I mean, I have not echoes like that, but when you're recording, you have you have sound, and my windows are thin, and it's just different issues in here. So that my little I call it my little box is useful to me. Now, I like bikes, so I'll spend money on my bike and different things, and I like to walk, and I love to eat, and, you know, so these are things that I like to spend my money on and enjoy as well. So I get excited about creating and building stuff like this. So So that's where I would reinvest it into right now. Or like I just bought some funnel templates so that I can start my email list back up. And they were on sale because everything's going on sale right now. So I bought them and so that I can start pushing forward to get my email blast on so that I can start getting more money in quicker. You know what I mean?
That's smart.
So you have to get the tools and everything in place. Like for you, you might say, oh, let me build a studio in my house. You know what I mean? If you don't have one already, I'm just talking hypothetically because that's your passion
right.
and that's what you do. Then now
right.
all I got to do is find an engineer to come over or, you know, somebody else to help me with it. And you can do it right there and you have your privacy and your and you don't have to worry about being in a loud studio or being in a,
right,
a studio.
Right.
So those are
yeah,
the
I
things.
Do my I do it myself. My background is in communication, so I'm really fortunate that I have the microphone and all of the things that I need right there in my space. And then there's a studio downstairs, so we're blessed.
So those are the things that you invest in that you so that
Absolutely.
You can make sure that you have what you need in your business and understanding how to manage all of that. And I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and I was like, I like to travel too. So my thing is you might buy a Gucci bag, right? And I might buy 4 plane tickets. or 2 plane tickets, depending on where we're going.
right,
and people
right.
are like, how can you, you know, so it's all about, I say it's all about money allocation. So this, that same $500 to $1,000 for you may do different for me because I want to go to, I'll just say Vegas. I want to go to Vegas or I want to go to Aruba or somewhere else. So I'm going to buy me a plane ticket instead of buying a bag because I don't really care about that kind of stuff. So
right. That's right.
So those are the things that that are important to me. And going back to how you spend your money and what you want is those are the things that spend your money. So you, me and you can make whatever, we're going to say $100,000 a year, right? And I spend my money differently than you spend your money. And I'm traveling the world, and you have a nice shoe closet. You know what I mean? So, and or whatever you know, you have a nice studio in your basement. And so people are like, how can you do that when we make the same amount of money? Because I don't have that kind of money to do what you do. And I'm like, well, you have to stop doing one or the other. You know what I mean? And
right.
so that you can manage what you want to do and enjoy it or do a little bit of both if you know how to manage that way as well. So
yeah, you got management. I like what you said about the allocation. That was really wise, and that's really truthful, too. That's definitely it's important.
Yeah, it is. It is. So you have to – that's when you know what you like to do and what you're really passionate about so that you can actually – you know, put forth the money on it because that's like people decorating their house as well. Like, I'm not a big house decorator. I don't have all these little trinkets because I'm like, who's going to clean all of this stuff? Because for some reason, it gets dusty and stuff. It's weird. Like, I sat it in the corner and now I have 2 inches of film on top of it. And I got to wipe it off and get it cleaned. And, da-da-da. And I don't like to do all of that. So, I have a lot of stuff, but I don't have, you know, the little decorations, the little fake plants and all the wall art and all of that. I have some, but not a lot of it. So I sometimes I'll go into people's houses and they're like, but I appreciate it. Their house is so well decorated. And they have all these little cute trinkets and the 3 vases in the corner that are stacked up and I'm just like, wow, that's so pretty. Maybe I'll go. And I'm just like, no. No, I'm not going to do that. Nope.
Even in that, you know, the investment depends on if they have high-quality merchandise in their home. That is something that pays off in the end as well.
Right, because for me, each one of those vases could be $100 or $200, $300, $400. And I'm looking at it like, back to this $400, $300 thing. What could I have already bought? And that's a plane ticket. That's two plane tickets. The whole Airbnb in the hotel room, or one plane ticket.
You know, that's important. You got to be able to know what's good for you. I agree.
And so that is kind of where I'm at. So we're gonna wrap this up for tonight. And I appreciate it talking to you. Let everybody know where you're to purchase your CD, your CDs, or where they can download them.
Yeah, well, definitely. I've been pushing Spotify lately, which is great. So I have a Spotify channel, and it's Lori Williams. They can check me out, Lori, or just go to my website, which is LoriJazz.com, LoriJazz.com, and they can have links to all of my sites there.
LoriJazz.com?
.com, that's right.
All right, and do you have an Instagram page?
I do. It's Lori Williams _ Lori Jazz. They can find me there as well. I'm on all forms of social media. I'm on Spotify as well for music sites, but Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, and iHeart Radio. But as far as social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, TikTok, you name it, I'm there.
Wow. I'm there, a lot of them.
And so yeah, I'll try to make sure we follow each other. That'll be awesome.
Yes, follow me, and I will follow you. And since you're in Atlanta, maybe one day when you're comfortable getting out, or I don't know, I know you were talking about being safe and everything, we could do lunch or something, you know?
Absolutely.
And,
that's awesome. Right, let's make that happen.
What side of town?
Oh, my God. I'm in Cobb County, so definitely I'm near Atlanta, so it's cool.
Great, because I'm in Midtown.
Smyrna?
I'm in Midtown.
Okay, cool.
So not the hop a skipping away. So yeah, maybe one day we could do lunch or something. So I enjoyed
That's
talking
awesome.
To you, and I will tag your Instagram and IG and put all your tags. If you have not sent them to me, can you email me or have Mr. Rubenstein email them to me?
Absolutely, and I'm a shout out to them for making it happen. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Rubenstein. Again, I appreciate you, and let me know any way that if you have any, not money management questions, because I already told you guys I'm not good at that. But if you have any business questions to talk about, or, you know, you're trying to develop something and you need some help or anything, you know, I'm here always. So just give me a phone call. And when you send me your information, or he sends me, or we become friends on IG or whatever, you can, I can send you my information so that we can go from there. So I am super excited about that, and hope to talk to you soon. And
thanks so much for chatting. Thank you.
And let me know when you are doing a concert after this is over, and I'll be happy to show up and bring you back on.
That'll be awesome, yes. Yeah, the CD is supposed to drop in the spring, and hopefully we'll get some concerts after that when the world reopens safely.
Yes. All right. You have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, guys. That was Lori Williams. She is a jazz artist. Awesome. I want to thank everybody out here. I hope everybody on Instagram and everybody heard her well. She was had very great thoughts about business and about her business. So I'm super excited about that. And if you please check her out, LoriJazz.com. Go to LoriJazz.com and download her CD, purchase it from her. She is a local artist. She lives in Atlanta. So anybody who's in Atlanta, if y'all hear of her or hear about her, make sure y'all are a part of her. So we appreciate Lori for being on the podcast. And, again, I'm always looking for people to be on my podcast. So if you would like to be on the podcast, please DM me email me at info@iamuniqueright.com or DM me if you're on Instagram. DM me. I love to have you. And this show was sponsored to you by the Business Planner. Second quarter is coming up. So you need to purchase these now. So in April, y'all can start fresh and start putting your thoughts together about your business planner and your business ideas. This is a great planner. It has a lot of information in it. And it has a day so you can plan out your holidays. It has motivational, self-help, recharge, regenerate. It has a lot of great tools and stuff in here. So grab you one of these off of Amazon. Click the link in my bio or go to my website, iamuniqueright.com, and download, and you can purchase it and see all the other great stuff I have. Also, if you have not gotten a copy of my book, by Pookie, it's a very short read, love. I'm working on the Audible version of this coming up soon. And I really want you guys to get a copy of this. This book is about removing negative people out your life, removing those people who are not helping you succeed and to push forward to where you need to go. So, you know, check my book out, by Pookie. It's a very small read. You know, I'm not a big writer. I mean, so it's a good read. 100 pages, a great 100 pages of information to put out there. And I'm working on the next book. So stay tuned, and I appreciate everybody for listening and tuning in. Please follow me, like, share, repost, tell a friend about me, subscribe, all of these things. Just click the links wherever they are, anywhere that they are, and do those things because I would like you to understand. And I give out a lot of information, even though sometimes it is good. Sometimes I'm an expert in it, and sometimes I'm not. Tonight, I like talking about, it's more about manifesting that money that you want and desire and making sure that you are able to do the things that you want to do and allocate your money for the things that you really appreciate and enjoy, because those are things that are going to bring you more money and make you happier. If it's your business, if it's your travel, if it's a Gucci bag, just, you know, do it within reason. So take the time to, you know, figure out how you want to live your life and what is more important to you. We only have one life, and we should live it to the fullest. So when you get old and sit in that rocking chair and you can't move or whatever may happen to you, you're like, I lived a pretty good life. I wouldn't be the old lady in the rocking chair and be like, oh, man, life was awesome. Remember back in the day when we were going to Vegas and going to out of the country every week and da-da-da-da-da? That's the type of person who I want to be and telling people about. I don't want to have any regrets. So make sure you live your life to the fullest and do the things that you need to do to accomplish all of your goals. So this is I Am Unique Right in Studio U signing off. And I appreciate everybody being here. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.